PNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. It's such a beautiful day. Good morning, North State. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
So nice to see you today. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
So,
you know, whatever the proper Catholic response
well,
is.
Well, actually, no, not Catholic, but, I'm sort of a sci-fi geek.
Oh,
so
no, no,
that has
I
to do with Star Wars.
I got the Star Wars. I was just doing some inside Catholic humor
Yes. So anyway, if you didn't know that about me, I'm a little bit geeky in that way. I do like sci-fis and sci-fi fantasies. How about you? For your genre of movies?
I'm a fan of the Sci-Fi Network.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
Eureka was my favorite show.
Oh my gosh, I loved Eureka. That was such a great show. I'm sure you might learn a few more things about me today that you didn't know, and that'll be fun, but I'm not that geeky that I'm going to be dressing up or anything today, so you can be safe.
Not going to dress up for the Renaissance Festival?
No, I probably won't be doing that. But anyway, so this is the first Saturday of the month, and that's why I'm here. This is the Positively Healthy Show, as you know, and this is a show of doctors of chiropractic. Okay, so next week you'll have the pleasure of listening to the passionate Dr. Todd Royce, then me again on the third Saturday of the month, and last but not least, the wonderful lady that made this fun and informative show what it is, the beautiful and gifted Dr. Trudy Pratt is on the last Saturday of the month, I believe, right? So,
that is right.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun here, guys, so... You know, for me, I can't really speak for the other doctors, but this is a major time for me that I take advantage of the time and to help educate the community about chiropractic care. A lot of people don't know about it. And, you know, this is a show that you can really learn, especially from Todd Royce. He's so passionate about it. And, you know, I believe he really concentrates his whole show about, you know, the details of that. We're all really different with our shows. And, I talk about other things as well, but this is our time that we get to really kind of fine tune that. And a lot of times what happens is during your regular appointment, there's only so much time, you know? And so I liked having this extra time to talk about other things that people want to know about. So, you know, clients are busy. They need to go get their adjustment and go, you know, sometimes they need to go get their kid. They need to go to their next appointment. They need to actually maybe get back to work because they come in at lunch. So, you know, this is a really nice time, to hear all the extras. So though we would like to regurgitate all over our patients about the chiropractic story and all of its amazing,
thank you for the visual.
Miracles, yeah, blah, you know, and sometimes I felt like I was doing that. Like when I was first in practice, I'm like, okay, this is what it's about. This is everything about chiropractic. And, you know, you see the eyes glazing over and they're just like, I just came to get adjusted, Dr. Maria. So anyway, this is a really good time that we get to, you know, honor their time during their regular visit and then, you know, have these extra times either in orientations, at your office or, you know, times like this radio show right now. So, okay. And we all have so much fun hosting this program for you. And I recommend you listen weekly. You're going to get some amazing information. We also stream live on the internet, which is very, very cool because, you know, we are global and, we get to share, the show with people outside of, Shasta County and outside of the area. So I love being able to put a podcast on Facebook or, send it through email and, you know, friends and family from far away get to listen to the show. So anyway, thanks for that. I just wanted to make sure you guys were all updated on that. So, all right, a little bit more, more about me that you didn't know. I am an independent consultant with Arbon International working as a chiropractor, meaning I get to help people to look and feel better with so many functional and amazing Arbon products. This is a 33-year-old, company. The products are formulated in Switzerland, but made here in the United States, which is awesome. I love being able to say made in the USA. And, you know, we have several lines and, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Mother's Day's coming up, right? And I'm telling you, everybody wants to feel recognized. Think about that. Everyone wants to feel special. You know, moms do so much throughout the day, especially moms that, you know, maybe don't get to stay home. They have jobs. Maybe they have multiple jobs. And so they're accomplishing so many things. And to be able to just say thank you with a card or a hug or recognize, you know, that day for them, I think is really special. And so I make it easy as an Arbonne consultant because I'm actually filling up my calendar right now and I'm filling up times where I can come to you. I can come to the mom. I can come to the special person in your life, your guardian, your foster mom, and provide an ultimate facial for her and a few of her friends. So you need to give me a call at 227-3984. And we can go ahead and schedule that for you. I only need about an hour and a half of your time. And it's just so relaxing. You get to be introduced to some amazing products. And the hostess actually gets some amazing gifts. I really, really take care of the hostess and make sure that she gets some free Arbonne products. And I also have some pre-gifts available for Mother's Day set at various prices. We don't like to say that there's a budget for mom, but you know, sometimes it is what it is. So, you know, if there are, dads out there, husbands, boyfriends, you know, kids out there that, you know, are looking for something, definitely give me a call again at 227-3984. We can custom put something together for the mom in your life that, would like to be, pampered. So anyway, I want to let you guys know that we have an amazing show for you today. And, you know, this is the second time we've had, Compass Shiny Care on the, show today. And, but, you know, I think it's important because sometimes if you drive by Pine off of Pine Street, you may not know that there's this cute little building right there just set on the corner of Pine. And I don't know the other street, but, what is it? A Butte. And, you know, it's just this cute little place that you have to stop by and go like grab a cup of coffee. But, we're going to introduce them. We're going to introduce all the events they've got going on and why they exist, why they're here. You need to know. It's so important for, you know, special demographics in our community. And I think we have to go to a break. I'm not quite sure, but so much more to come. Please stay tuned. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands.
Thank you, Bob. I love that little ditty. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is KCNR 1460. If you're streaming, you'd go to kcnr1460.com, and I recommend that. It's fun to do. And there are a lot of awesome apps that you can put on your phone and listen to our show. Please call in today and ask our guest questions at 605-4567. That's 605-4567 in the studio here. So we have the amazing Joanne McCarley. I wish I had an Irish accent. I would do that totally a lot better. But Miss Joanne is from Shining Care, and say hi to everyone, Joanne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun today. So, because we've got so much information to share with the community here. something about the name that we were talking about. We want to kind of make that clear. I want to say Compass Shining Care all the time because that's what I remember from the past. I know you're Shining Care now, but does it make a difference with what you guys are doing, right? So why don't you share with us?
We have really a pretty long history here in Shasta County and then also in the Bay Area. I originally co-founded the agency with Sadie Huffmaster Hess, really in an effort to reach an unmet need. And in 2007, we decided to divide and conquer because the needs are so great that so she kept Compass. And so Compass is still alive and well and serving adults with developmental disabilities here. And we became Compass Shining Care. We couldn't just drop our name because people know us.
Sure.
But officially our nonprofit is called Shining Care.
Okay.
And so a lot of the same great services, just Shining Care is doing more, more varied things than we formerly did as just Compass.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll be saying it throughout the show, so it'll be fine, especially with people new to it.
Yes.
They'll just know to Shining Care anyway. So the last time, Shining Care was on, Colleen, he was here, one of your right hands over
yes.
there. And, she was so cute because she was so nervous and she did amazing about, talking about the Shining Care story. And so, you know, what I want to do with you today is really just kind of, we want to highlight you. Everybody needs to know about you. I want to know the basics. I want to know, okay, first of all, where are you guys at? I kind of botched that earlier.
Oh, no. And thank you, because yeah. everywhere I go, I talk to people about what we do, and I hear the saddest thing, oh, I wish I had known. I wish I had known I really needed your help. So thank you for this, because mm-hmm. the people do need to know about this great resource. We are on Pine Street, 1448 mm-hmm. Pine Street, on the corner of Butte and Pine. Those of you who have been in Reading for a long time were across the street from the old bus station.
Oh, yeah, the old Greyhound. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Real close to the promenade, and we have lots of great parking. There's parking in the back also, free parking.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people are afraid to, by the time you see it, there's a, just as you pass the old house, it's in an old, kind of famous house in Reading, and what we hear from the historical societies, it's the longest living standing residential building in Reading, built in 1897. And it's known as the Thompson House. The Thompson family built it, and it was at Thompson's clothing store for a long time. And but when you're driving by, you mention it's easy to kind of miss it.
Yes.
And that's because, well, we're kind of a, you know, poor nonprofit. Not poor, but, you know, we're thrifty with our money. So we haven't had money to fix up the outside. So it really does look like a cute little old house. But on the inside, it's very fun and fixed up, and great things are happening.
Oh, man, diamond in the rough. When you walk inside, it's like, this totally cute, cafe, just, oh my gosh, all these amazing, gifts, that you can purchase and just, love all the purses that you guys have in there.
Yes.
Well, not all of them, but I love quite a few of them. And, I love all the little tea sets, and it's just fun because I love how you guys have created such a, an amazing space for yourself where you can, come in, get, some coffee, tea, lunch.
Yes.
Later lunch, like I always do. Anyway, tell us more.
Well, you know, the reason, I know it seems kind of odd because, we're a social service and healthcare agency, and our mission is to serve elders and adults with disabilities and those who are dealing with a mental illness, and we have a lot of great services for those folks. But we're inside Grace Place Tea House there at that Thompson building I was telling you about. The reason we have Grace Place, there's two reasons. The first is to raise funds. We're here to provide services and fill the gaps. There are many people falling between the cracks because they don't qualify for the help that they need and they're going without. So we're just a private local agency being creative and providing this care. So Grace Place, all the proceeds from Grace Place go directly to fund our care programs.
Okay.
And that's why we're there.
Yeah, and I want to paint more of a picture of Grace Place later. We have to go to a commercial now, but I also want to, when we come back, talk about all the programs that you guys, all the money that goes to all the programs, and especially the Gatekeeper program. So please stay tuned. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Radio.
Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. We've got a very fun show for you today, and it's actually very informative. We have Compass Shining Care, which is Shining Care off of Pine Street in Butte. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about all the programs that they offer over there. And we're talking about Grace Place, the fun little cafe that they have there. So, and Joanne McCarley is here from Shining Care sharing with us today all of the amazing programs. Why don't we talk about maybe just one specifically that for this segment, and then we'll keep going on the next segments, and maybe we'll talk about an event coming up as well.
Sure.
So go ahead. Gatekeeper?
Great. Sure. Gatekeeper. We're so excited about Gatekeeper because it just really fits our mission of, you know, reaching folks who are becoming isolated and who are at risk and who become then prematurely institutionalized, when if they just had a little bit of assistance and support, they'd be okay. So Gatekeeper is a program of the Shasta County Mental Health Services Act. Whew, say that three times fast.
Wow, I don't know.
And it's a county-funded program through mental health, and it's a very complicated. I won't bore you all with those details, but if anyone wants to know more, I'd be happy to share any other time. But it is a great resource to Shasta County. And so what those funds are for is for us to go out and basically equip and mobilize our community members to recognize when their older adult customers or neighbors, maybe church members, organization, like social club
clients,
members.
Patients.
Mm-hmm. To recognize when they're at risk. I think we've kind of all been trained to just assume certain things are just, well, that's just old age and...
Or that it's being taken care of.
Yeah, someone must be, you know, there must be a doctor handling that. There must be a family member. When actually, Gatekeeper is a proven model that it started in the 1970s out of Spokane, Washington. So there's been a lot of research done, and all of the research over the years proves that there are many, many, many people who truly are isolated. There is no one, and it's true in Shasta County. We're finding this to be true here. There isn't a doctor that knows or is handling it. There isn't a family member. There isn't a friend. They truly are becoming isolated and really at risk. And these gatekeepers are community members, basically. Business people. So
I'm a gatekeeper, which I love.
You're a gatekeeper.
I've graduated.
Yes. You are a certified official gatekeeper. Yeah. Folks such as bank tellers, beauticians and barbers, yard maintenance folks, you name it.
The grocery store clerk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyone that serves an older adult, but isn't in the traditional elder care arena, it can be a gatekeeper. And it's just such a vital program because, our gatekeepers are making a difference. We are seeing, such great things happening, and it's a preventative program. It's reaching those folks before disaster happens, before a major health event happens, and people are able to live safely and happily in their own homes if they just have the right kind of support and assistance.
Can you give us a scenario? Because I heard a really amazing story, and I forget. It was the carpet guy.
Okay. Yes.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't know if what we're allowed to say or not, but at your open house, he shared a story about him being a gatekeeper. It worked. The system worked.
It did. Yeah.
And I don't know if you could share that story a little bit.
I will try. I wasn't directly involved in that one.
Okay. But maybe a scenario of how that system
right.
works.
Right. And you know, a lot of times there are more than one person is noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this story that you're referring to is similar to that, where we had carpet cleaning. You know, folks like carpet cleaners become friends to these
they
older adults who are
home.
Lonely.
They go into your home.
I mean, think about the people that you see, your beautician or whatever. And so there were a couple of providers going in to provide service to this gentleman, if I'm thinking of the right one. We have so many.
Okay.
There's so many stories.
Fine.
But I'll give you a good picture no matter what. Both the providers were seeing they were worried.
Okay.
I mean, this is what happens, right? Yeah. I bet everyone can relate to this. There might be a neighbor, or it might be someone you serve in your place of work, or it might be someone you know from church, and you see them and you're concerned, you're watching a change happen, and you're not sure what to do. And
okay. So what are some of the things they might see if they walk into someone's home, especially someone that's a carpet cleaner or a service person, you know, a cleaner, a landscaper, something like that. What are some things they might see?
Changes.
Okay.
Things
so
that are out of character.
So that's if they've had a relationship with the person.
Right. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes people only see a person once. But so there are some really obvious indicators for those people. You know, it's 115 like it gets here in Reading, and they're wearing two sweaters.
Yeah.
They're asking a lot of the same questions or repeating themselves. They're noticing that they're really unsteady while they're walking in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, any kind of, anything that looks like they might have a fall or they're confused, agitated. Sometimes folks, if there's a little dementia happening, or perhaps a mental illness of any kind, people can get defensive or verbally aggressive. Instead of just kind of getting offended, it's a red flag. We tell people watch for red flags because it could be something.
When they see those red flags, then what do they do?
So when they do that, then the training that we give, we teach you how to talk to the person so it goes smoothly, all in the regular course of your business. We're not asking gatekeepers to be social workers and know the resources. Yeah. We're just saying, hey, you can make a difference. You can help it just right there in your normal course of business. We teach you kind of how to talk to them. And then the gatekeepers link them to us, Shining Care, who's the designated gatekeeper organization. And it's our job then to fully assess what's happening with this person. Mm-hmm. What do they need? It's very friendly and very, relational. It's non-invasive. Yeah. It's all, but what we're finding is that people are so great to meet new friends at Shining Care, and we can then discover what resources. So it might be, you know, we might need to get in some medical equipment. We might, you know, get them connected to someone like Golden Umbrella or a home care agency or whatever.
Or even to help them with their pets.
Or even to help them with their pets. Yeah. Or, they might need a handyman because they, you know, really shouldn't be up on ladders anymore, but they don't know who to call. So really we just partner with them so that it's safe. And folks need help making calls and coordinating things that you and I might take for granted because we have all of our abilities now. You know, we can hear well. We can,
we can Google.
We can Google. You know, it's easy for us. Things that we don't think much about can become really overwhelming for an older adult that's got a healthcare condition. And so we make those calls for them.
Okay. So that's awesome. I love the Gatekeeper program. I love being a part of it. We're going to hear more from Joanne when we come back about Shining Care and all of its other programs and some events coming up. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Please tune in. Community Radio for the North State.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. The refugee
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We have an amazing show for you today. We have Shining Care here and Joanne McCarley here telling us a lot. She's giving us some great information. But first, I just want to give a shout out because we are talking about many things, but I want to welcome Sherry and Danny Silk to the KCNR family. Their show is about being on purpose. And I love that. That's a huge part of my life. It's a huge part of, I know, Joanne and what she's doing over there. And I think it's going to be an amazing show. Is this their first show, Bob, or is it
actually
their
last
second?
Sunday was okay. Their first show.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be really great for the community. They start at 12 o'clock. What did they go to 1? 12 to 1?
12 to 1 every Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. So tune into that, you guys. It's going to be great. And it'll tie into, you know, completing your life and just, making sure that you're on purpose with what you do. And so let's stay on purpose here, Joanne, and let's talk about, the why. Why are you here? Because I think that what you're going to talk about next with this event that you've got for May, this is you, why you exist, and this helps you stay on purpose with your business and helping the community.
Yes. I am very passionate about this. As we age, it's important that we're honored for who we are. Mm-hmm. And often we hear, you know, our elders talk about, well, why am I still here? I can't do anything like I used to. Mm-hmm. And we are very intentional about letting them know, no, you're a person of honor. You've lived, you have a wealth of experiences. You still have talents and wisdom. No matter.
And stories. Ugh, I love it.
And just, their presence mm-hmm. is important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those, our youth need to be around our elders, I believe. And so I'm going to be talking about some of the activities that we're putting on for that.
I love how you guys really do a great job in closing that gap.
Yes.
That may exist. We don't know, but on the outside, we think it could. Mm-hmm. But then when I see you guys and what you're doing, I don't see this gap. Yeah. Between the old and the young.
Right.
They work together so well. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they have so much to give to each other.
Got excited.
I know, it is, it's exciting. And so, we're here to be a resource for, folks as they grow older. If, you know, even if we're a younger adult, 18 years or older, mm-hmm. Accidents happen, illnesses happen, and people can become incapacitated in some way, either mentally or physically. But no matter what's been taken from a person, there can still be abundant life.
And they matter. They still matter.
And so it's just a matter of figuring out what supports, what assistance is needed to have that quality of life. We hear the word quality of life a lot, but true quality of life, it's, taking care of more than our physical needs.
Yeah, it's not just about the basic needs,
exactly.
But there's all these extras.
Right. Yeah. And for the whole family, because if anyone has gone through this with a loved one, it can be stressful, and it's hard to see the changes happening in your loved one, and you're not sure what to do, and often family members kind of argue, and there can be a little dissension and distress in the family. You know, what do we need to do to help grandma or, you know, Uncle Bob or whoever? Mm-hmm. And, we're there to be experts. And I know it might sound a little corny, but just truly compassion for the whole family. We understand. We get it. We get that this can be very difficult, mm-hmm. but we're here to be a resource and a support.
And thank you
for figure it out.
I thank you so much, because I know that you guys are helping so many people, and but you need help. Your organization is a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
I mean, you guys, you know, you need help getting funds in so you can keep doing this. And,
yes.
Because what are you, you're kind of one of the only people that exists that does?
Yeah, there are, public agencies, mm-hmm. That do, caregiving. It's mm-hmm. called IHSS, in Home Supportive Services, but you have to be Medi-Cal eligible, and so many, many people do not qualify for the free help or the assistance.
Okay.
And that's, again, where my passion comes out, because there are so many people, they've worked hard, they have a little pension coming in, but they're on a fixed income, and, you know, they're making tough decisions like, how do I pay for my medication and my power bill?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going without their meds, or they're, you know, freezing in the winter.
Yeah, and they got a leaky roof.
Right.
You know?
Now, the good news is there are programs for that, and that's our job, is to help, you know, people find those programs that they qualify for and get real creative about meeting those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about, care coordination, care planning with people, and it's person-centered. It's every family, every person's different. So we meet people where they are and partner with them and figure out what's needed to, mm-hmm. to continue living as independently as possible, mm-hmm. as safely. But beyond that, with quality life, you know, what's making you get up in the morning?
Sure.
What's bringing you joy?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we, also are always looking for volunteers, to come in that. And that's why we have the second reason for Grace Place beyond the fundraising part is to create a place of community, a place of grace, place where anyone can come in and feel that unconditional love, and feel comfortable and cared about and have some fun.
So like in May, you guys are having a lot of fun. You guys are getting together at Grace Place, and what do you've got going on?
Yes, we've got a bunch of things going. May is Older Americans Month.
Okay.
And this year, I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's called, the slogan this year is Unleash the Power of Age. I love that.
Ooh, I like it.
And it's all about reminding us that every older American has a wealth of talents, experiences, and interests worth celebrating. So
this is, you know, so I'm going to interrupt you because you were telling me a story during, or actually before the show. I want to talk to you about your dad. Wow. You have a great story. I want to hear from him at some point, you know, 93.
Yeah. He's really an example of what we were just talking about. Yes.
I want to highlight that. Tell
us
more.
And, you know, he's a retired teacher, and a retired pilot. And you know, at 93, still doing great driving, and doing a lot of things, but you know, it's hard for him. He's got arthritis and it's hard to move. He talks about, he gets up in stages, takes him a while to go from sitting to standing. He's got a great sense of humor. But you know, so I get it on a personal level too, because, you know, as our loved ones age before our eyes, I think that somehow in our culture, we haven't been taught to kind of expect this. And for a period of time, people were just kind of put away in a care home. But before that, before we did all that, people used to live together.
Oh, yeah.
And the community used to help each other. And I think that's honestly what we need to get back to. And that's what we're here to facilitate.
I know in our family, we do that. And I just, you know, I want to say thank you to your dad for serving, our country during World War II. And I'm sure he has some amazing stories. And this is part of what your program that I love. You know, this is what Grace Place is for people to come. And, I think you bring the youth and, the older,
yes, together. You know, people,
have functions and do things.
People
right?
need, meaningful relationships, mm-hmm. mutually beneficial relationships. Nobody's fully independent if we think about it. We're interdependent on each other.
We need each other.
We need each other. And, you know, there's a lot of research that shows that youth really, need what our elders have to offer, which is time to listen and wisdom about how to live life. And so we want to create fun opportunities for those folks to get together and connect.
So during May, you're doing that. What time?
We're,
I know we have to go to break soon.
We have a whole calendar.
Oh.
And so if you go on shiningcare.org, you can click on there and I can talk. I know we're going to break here soon. I can talk more specifically about some of those activities
and dates. Let's do that. So if you have a question for Joanne, please call in right now. There's so much to talk about. 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The 65th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is Jack in the Box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo. Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Joanne McCarley, Shining Cares Grace Place Events and Activities, May 1st through the 30th this month, you guys. They are unleashing the power of the Age Community Challenge, and that is to celebrate the achievements of older Americans by nominating a leader who is using his or her talents and expertise to make a positive impact on the community or beyond. So people across our nation are achieving remarkable things in their later life, and we want to honor that. Many older adults are experts in their fields. Have years of valuable experience and are using that knowledge to improve the lives of others. Nominees must be at least 60 years old and reside in Shasta County and actively engaged, committed members of their community. Their involvement through work or volunteerism must have a significant and positive impact on the community. Nominees should be positive role models who can inspire other older adults to continue to be active, vital members of their communities. Nominees can be volunteers or paid professionals and can be engaged in a diversity of activities. The Unleash the Power of Age in Your Community Challenge is an opportunity to recognize these individuals and share their stories with the public. So, so important. Contact Shining Care for more information on how to nominate. And that's real easy. I really want to highlight shiningcare.org. Shiningcare.org. They say it three times. Shiningcare.org. For more information, you can go also 232-5543 in the local area. That's 530-232-5543 for more information. Looks like you guys have a lot going on in May, but I really want to highlight nominating that person that you might know out there. Everybody wants to be recognized. Like I said earlier in the show, everybody has so much to offer. People have done so many. I mean, by age 60, you've done some amazing things in your life, and we want to highlight you or your special person. So please contact Shining Care for that. You want to, did you guys do that last year?
This is our first annual.
Okay.
Yes.
If I said that, sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. We've done similar types of events, but there's a national Unleash the Power of Age contest happening.
Okay.
We missed the boat on that, but I thought, oh, we need to do this
locally.
And I think
not?
We need to do it every year because, again, as you've heard our vision and our mission, it really fits. And
so is there going to be some presentation, a nice lunch, or how is
yes,
that
we're going
day
to
gonna
have I believe the first week of June we're solidifying the date on
sure.
that, but we'll announce the winner. But we will be recognizing the top 10 nominees.
Sure.
And everyone that's nominated, we're going to have a little handout on that so that people can see be inspired by all of these people who have been nominated.
So are they going to have a bio? Is something
yes.
going to be up on Facebook or shiningcare.org?
Yes. that's sweet. And we're developing it. You know, being a small nonprofit local with not a lot of funding, we sort of fly by the seat of our pants on some of these events.
So much, yeah.
Because our focuses are our services that we give to our clients, and that's very time intensive, and they always come first. Our clients come first in providing excellent service, and then we throw in these fun things when as we can fit it in. Uh-huh. So we're working on the
every
details.
Day I hear.
I know. People will say
Colleen.
I'm a bit crazy, but what can I say? You know, you got to get it done.
My
teenage daughter always says YOLO mom.
YOLO.
YOLO mom.
Yeah, that's what they're saying these days. YOLO. I don't know about that.
So people will be giving us a 200 to 300 word description of the person, why they should be a winner and why they're nominated. And if they can provide a photo, we'd like to have that so that we can recognize those folks. So the event will be at Grace Place where we have this and we'll have great food.
Grace Place has great food. Oh, it'll be awesome weather by then, too. You guys have amazing outside events over there. You guys really do it up.
Right. And I hope the community comes out to this event to honor our elders. So people of all ages, please come and honor these folks.
Oh, that'll be fun. So go to shiningcare.org for more information on that. We've got 2 minutes left. I wanted to highlight something more about your dad, just because everybody knows Dr. Marie Salas highlights vets in the military. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows about his book.
Yes.
He wrote
a book about his love of flying. It's called Come Fly Your Kite. But it's all about his World War II. He was a liaison pilot. The guy that was in the little tiny plane with the war plans locked to his arm.
Wow.
And so it's all about those stories. He will be, we don't have him solidified on our calendar yet, but he's coming to do a book signing at Grace Place as one of our events. So folks can come out and talk to him and hear his stories and ask him questions. This again would be a great thing for our youth to come and,
yes,
and meet just one of many, many amazing men and women who live in our community who have amazing experiences to share.
What's your dad's name?
His name is Jack Humphrey.
Jack Humphrey, I salute you, and I want to thank you for your service and to our country. And wow, amazing. I can't wait to read your book and meet you and talk to you and hug you.
Oh, he'll like that.
Okay. All right. So, you guys come on back. We still have more to share. I know we've only got a few minutes left on the show, but please give us a call if you have questions. 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome That's back, everybody. This is Dr. Marie Salas. We are finishing up the first edition for the month of May of the Positively Healthy Show. And I am sitting here with Shining Care, a local organization, nonprofit, with Joanne McCarley. And we are going to be finishing up and tying off some loose ends about, their amazing programs they've got going on in May. So, what did we want to talk about? There's just so much.
There's so much. You know, we have a full calendar of, fun activities to bring folks together to do art, craft, bright, jewelry making, book signings like we talked about, fun things like that. But then in addition to that, we have a series of educational classes because, you know, the more informed we are, the better decisions we make. And that's for planning ahead for our future as we age, mm-hmm. and also for our loved ones, or if you're an older adult and you want to know what your options are. One of our classes is understanding your elder care options and navigating the long-term care system. You know, what does Medicare pay for? What
sure.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are the different options for me and what fits me, and I can begin planning. That's one of our classes. And then we have classes like from Mountain Caregiver Resource Center.
Who we love. Who right next door to my office.
An amazing resource. Yeah. And they're going to do something on the benefits of humor and health. And we've had Shasta County Public Health come in and mm-hmm. do blood pressure checks. And we've got a series of things, and I'm hoping Dr. Maria is coming in to do a class for us as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so that will be fun. And, you know, it's interesting because you just brought up Medicare, and I believe that was two shows ago that I had. It was an insurance show, and we talked a little bit about that. Maybe Pamela Albo and I can team up and come in and do a nice little presentation for you, workshop, you know, and just kind of give your people that are trying to learn something some tools to –
Exactly.
To be able to plan.
Right. And, you know, staying healthy, being proactive and preventing, you know, things from going wrong. So, you know, that's our whole mission is to help people make informed decisions
sure,
and know
what,
their options mm-hmm. and easily access whatever they need, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be preventative. And, I do want to kind of highlight one of the other events, I think you guys are tied to Minds Matter, the Mental Health Resource Fair in some way.
Yes, this is a really great event. Minds Matter, Mental Health Resource Fair, finding balance. And it's all about, there'll be great speakers talking about how to take care of our mental health.
Yes, and Mark Dadigan was on with me two Saturdays ago, and we talked about that. Wow, we only have 2 minutes left in the show. It always does this to me, Mr. Man. I need a 2-hour show here. But Mental Health Thursday, May 9th, you can it's going to be at the downtown atrium. We did talk about it a few weeks ago. Contact Mark at Shasta County Public Health. So, okay, let's tie up some loose ends here. Okay. So we've got Shining Care here. This is Joanne McCarley. McCarley, and you guys, shiningcare.org
yes.
is where we can get a bunch of information from you and what's going on in May.
Yes.
Give me some last words of wisdom to be able to
right.
tell our listeners.
You know, and I appreciate this opportunity. Mostly what we want our community to know that is that we're here for you and that we want to be a resource to you, and it can be very overwhelming when there's a need or a change, a condition, and where do I turn? And we're here to be of support. We understand and connect you to resources. So we're really resource experts and know how to navigate systems and help get you connected. And, you know, call us anytime. And like you said, our website, shiningcare.org, has a lot of information on it mm-hmm. and links to good information.
Yeah, I would start there, you know, since we only have a minute left. I just want to thank you so much, Joanne, for coming on as Shining Care representative and just a huge integral part of that organization coming into existence. And I want to thank Colleen every day for welcoming me and making me feel comfortable when I go get lunch and tea and coffee over there. And I invite everyone to come on into Grace Place and bring your friend. If you hadn't heard of it before, come on in and have lunch. That's what I do. Okay, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic in downtown San Jose. 227-3984 is my number if you need to get in today. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Downtown Reading.
What did I say?
Downtown San Jose.
Nuh-uh. Wow, that's funny. I'm from
tape.
San Jose. Thanks,
KCNR,
Bob.
Shasta Reading. Thank you, Dr. Maria. Nancy Sutton Pierce is next.
News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. The weather in Southern California is beginning to work with firefighters who are battling a huge wildfire in coastal Ventura County.
Thankfully, overnight, we saw some very cool, moist air coming off the Pacific, and that certainly is going to be helping fire crews who, after yesterday when they were battling fires in 98 degrees temperatures, are certainly in need of some relief. In fact, the temperature's dropping as much as 10 to 20 degrees.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale, containment up to 30%. The fire that broke out Thursday has burned more than 43 square miles. More erratic winds are expected to move in later. Another insider attack in Afghanistan. The U.S.-led coalition saying an Afghan army soldier shot and killed two international service members, their nationalities unknown. Earlier, a roadside bomb killed five U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. As authorities investigate the Boston bombings, one woman is being watched wherever she goes.
The center of attention right now in the investigation is the dead bombing.